Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now, here's your host, the man on a mission to take your health to a whole new level. It's Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey, it's me again. We're going to talk about hair loss, okay? So there's a question from a lady that said, I'm losing my hair and I need some help. So we're going to answer what causes that. When you're dealing with hair loss, you have to make sure that you don't treat the symptom, which is hair loss, and that's like directly, because you have to find the cause of it. And hair loss is a symptom. So people are taking biotin and they're doing shampoos with all these collagen and things and vitamins, thinking that's going to absorb in the hair and do something. It's a joke. It's not going to happen like that. So in my book, I talk about it in two different sections, because there's really three different situations going on with hair. One is actually in chapter 7 on the thyroid body type. So the thyroid gland can cause thinning of the hair, thinning, brittle hair. Okay, that would be thyroid. But again, what causes the thyroid problem? That's what you need to dig in there. I always like to use a question. When did it start? That gives the clue. What happened just before it started? Did you get pregnant and then you lost your hair? Did you start a diet and start losing your hair? For example, I had someone completely almost bald, and it was after she did a high protein diet. And all that protein was the wrong thing for her body type. And that aggravated her liver. You have to have a good liver to digest all that protein. Well, anyway, one of the causes of thyroid is a liver problem. It blocked the liver, boom, the thyroid can't convert through the liver, and she lost all her hair. Now, I've had other people do a vegetarian diet after watching the documentary called, I think it's called Forks Over Knives, or something, Forks Over Knives, I think it is, where they talk about being a vegetarian. Well, they cut out all protein and lost all their hair. So, and they started breaking down their teeth. So really, you want to adjust the eating plan to your body type, not just do, like, you can't do a one-size-fits-all. But the point is that what can cause a thyroid problem usually is a liver problem or a lack of bile, that detergent that that helps you break down the grease from your gallbladder. And if you're missing a gallbladder, or you get bloating, or you have constipation, or you have a liver problem, that alone can block the thyroid and cause the thinning. So do you want to work on the thyroid? No, you want to support your liver. Again, ask yourself, when did it start? What happened just before? Now we have estrogen spike. Estrogen can also block the thyroid from a pregnancy, being on HRT, hormone replacement therapy, birth control pills, consuming lots of soy. All those things can spike estrogen and block your thyroid. Okay, so how do you know if you have high estrogen? Watch my video on high estrogen. The symptoms are heavy period, a problem with your cycle, heavy weight on the lower part of your body, fibroids, that would all indicate that you have too much estrogen. So these two things can block the thyroid and cause thinning of your hair. So that's one cause. The next thing we're talking about is receding hair or male pattern baldness. Now that is an androgen problem. What is androgens? That's a male hormone. It's a type of testosterone, and women have it too. And so when that hormone goes higher, what happens is it starts to burn out the hair follicles, and it starts to recede, or you start losing hair on the top part right here, men and women. Now, if this happens, if you're getting receding hair, there's three causes to that. One is high levels of insulin. Okay, and that comes from sugar or refined carbs. Now, excess insulin can convert estrogen into androgens. And that's why women that have polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, they get put on metformin because they have what's called insulin resistance. Well, that's because their insulin has been too high and causing insulin resistance and triggering this effect. So again, this could cause that, all right? High levels of cortisol, that stress. What can that do? Well, think about it. The adrenal gland makes three hormones on the outside of the adrenal gland. Cortisol, which is a stress hormone, androgens, and then another hormone called aldosterone. But we're going to talk about if this adrenal gland is overworking, like in sustained stress, it will raise all three of these hormones. And so you're going to have high androgens just from an overactive adrenal, and that will cause the receding hair. And a lot of times it'll cause facial hair. So the hair goes from here to here. Or it's going to, you're going to get acne. Okay? So increase insulin, cortisol, or this other hormone called IGF, insulin-like growth factor. I don't want to confuse you, but let me just kind of give you the summary of what this is. This is a hormone from your liver, and you make it. You make all three of these, but a lot of times when you consume the wrong foods, specifically soy protein isolates and diet foods, that will spike the IGF and create high levels of androgen too. So in other words, it's back to the liver again. If something aggravates your liver, you can actually have high androgens and have receding hair. So again, we got to look at the different things that it could be. Could it be thyroid and liver? So as you can see, so far, we got a lot of liver situations going on, okay? But then this last one, you can have patches of your hair come out in different places. That's called alopecia. That's an autoimmune problem where your body is attacking your own hair root. So it's like an allergy to your own hair. Now that usually comes from an overactive adrenal from a stress event. So we're back to stress again. So most stress events will cause autoimmune. And that's why a lot of autoimmune conditions, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis, MS, alopecia, whatever, comes after a loss of a loved one, or maybe some type of accident, or an injury, or sustained stress. So if we really want to know the cause of stress, it's a combination of stress, sugar, eating the wrong things, soy protein isolates, the liver, or having too much estrogen in the diet, in the environment, or just having your body pump out too much because you have a fibroid. So I have specific videos on all these. I just wanted to give you a summary on the general possible causes of hair loss. I hope this helps. So if you want, just watch some of these specific videos through my blog and see if you can find out now what to do about it. All right, so this is Dr. Berg signing off, and I'll see you in the next video.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.